starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
With you.
When I caught you, I... What's he after? Look. What are they?
I don't know.
They've got heads like pigs and bodies like dogs. Lassie!
Get that mud out of here!
She's not a mutt. She has just as much right ear as you have.
Get it off! I can't hold it!
Your teeth, girl.
She's not afraid. She wasn't even afraid of those wild pigs.
Gramps, were they really wild pigs?
Don't be silly, Jeff.
I mean it. I've never seen anything like them before. Not in my whole life.
Me neither.
Now, don't go getting dirty. Thank you, ma'am. Throw this in the trash, Porky.
Okay. Gramps, what were they?
Well, the way you two describe them, they could have been anything from woodchucks to hippopotamuses.
Don't joke, Gramps. They were about this big and all white. And the one that bit Lassie had a black ring around its eye.
And brown rings around the other two eyes.
Oh, they had three eyes?
Yeah.
I didn't say it. He did. Their eyes were pink.
Green, like two of these grapes were stuck in their heads.
Cut it out, Porky. Gramps, I just gotta find out what they were.
All right. We'll take a walk down there.
Better leave Lassie here with me.
Why? She's not afraid.
If that guy hadn't spilled water all over her, she would have clobbered that... Well, that whatever it was. Wouldn't you, Lassie?
Well, put her collar on and leash her. The walk will do her good. Keep her legs from getting stiff.
Guess that puts me in my place.
I reckon it does. Stay here with Lassie.
Yeah, shut up.
And the noise is a bunch of yapping dogs.
My name's Miller, First Farm up the road.
Ah, pleased to meet you, Mr. Miller. Kern's my name. Is that your collie?
Belongs to my grandson. Guess she got into a fight with one of your, pit bulls.
You got it all wrong, Mr. Miller. My terriers aren't pit dogs. I breed them for show.
What are you doing with them up here? Who gave you leave to use the Cary barn?
I rented it for a week.
Who from?
Insurance man named Emmett Cary in Capital City. I'm getting the dogs ready for field trials. I thought this would be a good place to run them. I'm sorry about the collie getting slashed, Mr. Miller.
That don't bother me none. But ain't it a little bit unusual for a male to light into a female?
Well, that was Rango. Maybe the ride out here upset him. I guess he was a little jittery. I don't know. You better tell the kids to keep that collie away from here. She's got blood in her eye now, so's Ringo. If they tangle again, the Terry will kill her.
You're gonna be here a week, huh?
That's right.
Now, what is it you want to know?
What's with pit bulls?
Well, a long ways back before either of you saw the light of day.
Oh, you're back. Well, what was it? Animal, vegetable, or mineral?
It was dogs. Pit bulls.
Now, hold on. Man got some bull terriers up to Cary's barn.
Tell us, Grams.
Well, like I said, a long ways back, some folks used to breed bull terriers to fight each other. They used to dig a pit and put two dogs in it and let them go, and one got killed.
Dad, you have to tell them things like that.
Well, it's the gospel truth.
You mean they let them fight till one got killed? Mm-hmm. What'd they do that for?
For the same reason they have bullfights in some countries and cockfights in others. So people can make money.
Is that guy gonna have fights with his dogs?
Oh, of course not. Sylvester, it's getting late. You better get on home.
You must be mad at me.
Why?
You call me Sylvester.
All right. Go on home, Porky.
Okay, bye. See you tomorrow.
Okay. You change your shirt and wash up, sweetie. I'll have supper in just a little while.
We're not through yet. Gramps isn't finished telling me.
As far as the subject of fighting dogs is concerned, we're through. Now off with you.
You can't keep him in a cage, Ellen. He's got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, and a mouth to talk with, same as you and me.
I know, dear. But why teach him about things that are dead and gone, that'll never happen in his lifetime?
Well, I ain't so sure. Hello, Jenny. George Miller. Say, ring Frank Weaver for me, will you? Hello, Frank. George Miller. Oh, no. No. Cow's fine. Pigs are fine. Colt's fine. Everything. Just want to ask you a question. Say, Frank, did you ever hear of them using the bull terriers in field trials? I didn't think so. You don't say. Well, just curious, that's all. Right. Bye.
What was that all about?
Nothing.
Oh, set the table?
Sure, Mom.
Tell you later.
I feel like I'm darning the holes you two made in the holes I darned last week.
Did you say something, Mom?
Nothing important, dear.
You ain't paying attention, boy. You shouldn't have made a move like that. I got you on a triple jump.
I'm sorry, Grams. I was thinking about something else.
You must be tired, honey. How about turning in?
Mom? Why didn't you want Gramps to tell me about the dog fights?
It isn't a very pleasant subject, is it?
No, but you always said that the most important things were to learn and improve your mind.
That's quite true. But there's some things in life that just aren't worth learning. This is one of them.
You mean I should never learn about the bad things?
Oh, no. No, I don't mean that at all. What I mean is that it's impossible in one lifetime to learn everything there is to know. So you have to pick and choose the things that are important to you, things that will make your life better.
I see. Good night.
And good night, my darling.
Good night, Gramps.
Sleep tight, son.
Gramps, what do you think the man meant when he said Lassie had blood in her eye?
Well, he figured that Lassie had a grudge against the terrier on account of she got bit.
Do you think she has?
I doubt it. But it's best we keep her clear of the Carey place.
Okay. Good night.
Good night, Dad.
You didn't fool him, none. He's got the same thing in mind I got.
What are you talking about?
Shh. I got my suspicions about that Karn fella. Same as Jeff has. Frank Reaver says that bull terriers don't work in field trials. And besides that, the dog that bit Lassie is a male. And no male would attack a female unless he was bred to fight.
I still don't know what you're driving at.
I'll bet a dollar to a donut that he's fixing to hold pit bull fights in Carey's barn.
Oh, no.
Wouldn't surprise me a bit.
You mean our friends, our neighbors? Matt Brockway, Ed Peace, Joe King, and the rest would go to see dogs tearing each other to pieces?
Of course not. Fellas that run traveling pit bull fights and cock fights and dice games don't draw local. This one figures to draw from Capital City, likely.
Well, what are you going to do about it? Don't just sit there.
Well, for somebody that doesn't want to talk about pit bulls, you sure got your dander up.
This is something quite different.
All
now,
right,
if you don't...
Simmer down now. I was just aiming to call Clay Horton as soon as Jeff got to bed.
Well, he's in bed now.
Oh, goodness.
Yeah. He was about 5'10" or 11 and wore sporty clothes. Said his name was Curran, but that don't mean nothing.
Well, I saw four, but there might have been others.
Yeah. All right, Clay. I'll be waiting for you.
Said they run a man out of Creston fitting his description last month for holding pit bull fights. Clay's coming over. We're going to drive up there and get a look.
I'm going with you.
No, 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 you're not. You're going to stay right here and cogitate about all the bad things that a body don't have to learn.
Thank you.
I don't see why I can't go with you, if for nothing else than to give that man a piece of my mind.
Well, first off, we ain't sure they're running pit fights. And second off, a piece of your mind is too much punishment for any man.
Oh.
Come on, Clay.
Clay?
He's right, Ellen. It's really no place for a woman.
Same old story. No place for a woman. Just where is there a place for a woman? No, don't tell me. I know. Cooking and cleaning and washing and darning your old socks. All right, go ahead.
Snoopy kid. Let me have him. Listen, kid. I've had all I want from you. One peep out of your arm.
Come here!
It's the law! Get out!
Come here!
All right, get on your feet. Come on, get up.
Take her out, Jeff.
But, Graham, she was just...
Take her out.
Jeff! Are you all right?
Yes.
Where's Gramps?
Inside.
That the one fought the collie?
Yeah, but...
Let me have him. Keep these fellas in here a minute, Clay. I want to try something. This the one, Jeff?
Yes, but...
Easy, Clay, easy.
Dad, are you crazy?
Hold her.
It's all right, girl. It's all right.
Now, let her go.
Just wanted you to see, boy, that the dog's naturally sweet and gentle. It was those polecats in there that taught him to fight. But it just goes to prove that nobody, man or beast, is all bad. Every living thing has got some good in him.